We're going to the fete.
Oh, I'm surprised you've got the energy, Jenny.
Well, I'm not sure I have.
No. It's rather a broken night, wasn't it? Second one in a row. Thought he was settling down better on Friday.
Well, the poor little boy's so tired. He's been difficult all morning.
Really?
Simply awful.
Well, you'll like the fete, won't you?
No.
Oh, you will. There'll be games and prizes, all sorts of fun. Well, wish I was coming with you.
I don't want to go.
I'm hoping he'll wear himself out and have a nap later, because I certainly need one.
Yeah, but are you sure it's a good idea? I mean, if you're so worn out.
Well, it's the only thing I can think of. I'm at my wit's end trying to keep him busy here.
Clary made most of the costume herself. He looks like Dick Turpin, doesn't he?
Like who?
Dick Turpin. You know, the highwayman who went round robbing people on a horse.
Oh. What about him, Peggy?
Well, Eddie looks rather like him, especially with the three-cornered hat.
Oh, yes.
Linda borrowed it from Larry Lovell.
Peggy, why is Eddie dressed like a highwayman?
Ahem, ahem, ahem.
He's a town crier, dear. To open the fete.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Welcome to the Ambridge Summer Fete! With its feast of stalls and entertainments. There's face painting, tombola, test your strength, not forgetting soap the vicar, guess the weight of the llama, and many other excellent attractions. The Hollerton Silver Band will be playing for your pleasure later on. Sid and Jolene are kindly running the beer tent on the far side of the pond. Hot snacks are available from the Gourmet Grills van throughout, and the WI are providing cream teas and soft drinks in their usual marquee. Lost children and pets to Mrs. Archer at the bottle store, please. And with that, I declare the 2007 Summer Fete well and truly open!
Have you seen who's running the burger van?
I know.
I was going to grab something before I started, but... Was it Ben?
Good boy. Try and keep still for Healy.
His expression put me right off. He does not enjoy flipping burgers.
You're looking very fierce, Ben.
Yeah, I'll give you a mirror when I've finished your whiskers.
Oh, no. There's a tiger on the loose.
I can.
Ben? Oh, that's even more terrifying.
30 more seconds.
Hi, Ruth. I've just left Dave and Josh trying to make their fortune on a dart.
Have they won anything?
Oh, no. If you ask me, Derek Fletcher blunts the points before the start.
I thought you were running a stall today, Kenton.
Yeah, I am the white elephant.
Looks like it.
Look, Kathy's quite happy. Just having a quick look round before it gets busy.
There we are, Ben.
Excuse me, any of you seen Adam?
He won't be here, Eddie.
He promised to dash down for a few minutes.
Have a look.
Wants me to announce something about the home farm maze.
What do you think, everybody?
Wow.
What a scary face. Yeah.
Hey, look, take no notice, Hayley. I think you look lovely today.
If you like, you can pat him on the back.
I don't want to. I want Mousy.
Well, there's no need to be frightened.
Actually, Linda, Rory's not feeling too good. I forgot to bring his special toy.
Oh, don't worry. A lot of children are nervous at first. Salieri is very friendly, Rory. See? He likes being stroked.
Do you want to try?
No!
Oh, don't be shy.
He's horrible.
That's rather rude.
It's all right. We all have our off days, don't we?
Don't we?
Oh, I thought I put it in my bag.
Oh, hello. You enjoying yourself, Jennifer?
Oh, it's very good.
Hello, Rory.
I want Mousy.
He's a touch shy today, Robert.
Well, let's see if a piece of cake makes any difference. How about that, Rory? Let's go and get something nice to eat.
I want to go home. I want Mousy.
The committee have asked us to turn off the music.
What?
Oh, really? The Philistines?
No, it's not that.
Mozart is the perfect accompaniment. It raises the whole tone.
Yeah, perhaps, but the Hollerton Silver Band are waiting to start.
Oh, I see. Goodbye, flute concerto. Hello, floral dance for the 1,000th time.
Is it all right?
Yes, go on. Right, now, who else wants to guess the weight of the baby llama?
Any chance of finding some kitchen towel?
Hi, Jennifer. Hello, Rory. You've had the same idea as us.
Oh, quite a queue, isn't it? I'm gasping for a cup of tea. And this young man's ready for a piece of cake, aren't you, Rory?
I want Mousy.
Well, he's at home, darling. Now, please don't do that. You're kicking dirt onto her shoes. Oh, what have you got there, Ben?
It's a hammer.
So I see. It's a great big inflatable one.
You won it on the pick of straw.
Give it to me.
Rory, that's Ben.
Ben won't mind Rory holding it for a minute.
No, it's all right. Let go. Oh, that's better. We'll have a go on the pick of straw ourselves, won't we, Rory?
I want it.
I want doesn't get. You're kicking dirt everywhere. Look. I'm so sorry, Ruth.
It's fine. These are only old jeans.
Please stand still and wait nicely till we get served, like Ben's doing.
Shirley was just trying to sign me up for the single wicket next week.
Oh, really?
I want Mousy.
Rory, we're talking.
There aren't many women takers this year.
I want Mousy.
When we get home.
The guys have been doing so much extra training. I told her no chance. David's going in for it, of course.
Mummy!
Oh, give that back, Rory.
It's okay, Jane.
No, you're being very naughty. Now stop it. You're a very, very naughty little boy. Oh, Rory, please.
Hey, what's up, fella? Come here.
Madam?
What's the fuss for, hey? Look, Mum, you stay here and get the teas. I know exactly what we can do.
Did I win? Not quite, Mr. Woolley. You're supposed to trap the dog as it shoots ahead of the tunnel.
Oh. Never mind, dear.
Yeah, have another go when Kirsty comes back. I'm only covering the store for a couple of minutes.
There's so much else to get round.
I want this, you know.
Oh, bubble bath. Very nice.
On the tombola.
It must make a nice change not being stuck behind a store for once, Mrs. Woolley.
Oh, it's marvellous. We're having a lovely time, aren't we, Jack?
Oh, yes. I want some bubble bath.
No chance of sending Maurice Horton to charm school.
Oh, you risked the burger then.
I thought you were running the White Elephant, Kenton.
Yeah, I am. Just getting my strength up before I give Cathy a hand.
We can watch him from here, Mum. Hayley let me jump the queue.
I just don't know what came over me.
It's all right. By the time he's made up as a monkey, he'll have forgotten all about it.
I feel so ashamed.
Don't be silly.
Everyone in the tea tent saw me, heard me. Everyone.
You always get squabbles at garden fetes.
Well, this wasn't a squabble. And if you hadn't been
Mum,
there...
Mum, it's fine. He was misbehaving, he knows that.
It's only because he's tired.
So are you.
And stupidly I forgot Mousy. But the way I shouted it, I'm not usually like that, Adam.
It's okay, people understand.
Well, I don't want their pity.
Oh. Look, as soon as Hayley's finished, I'm taking both of you to Honeysuckle.
Now?
Yeah, Ian's got the afternoon off. We'll look after Rory. You can put your feet up with the paper.
No, I couldn't.
Why not?
Well, you're only here to give Eddie some leaflets.
It's not a problem.
Well, oh, if you're sure.
I reckon Salieri must weigh, about 2.5 catering packs of frozen chips?
Yes, all right, Kenton. Just put it down in kilos with your name and phone number.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got your bacon roll, Lindy.
Ah. Oh, Robert, this is a white bap. I specifically asked for wholemeal.
Yes, well, Maurice told me he isn't running a hippie health food shop.
Oh, really? Why Tom's letting him run the van, I do not know.
Yep. There's my form and a pound.
Thank you, Kenton.
Right, test your strengths next.
What about the White Elephant?
Oh, no, Kathy's fine on her own for a while. No, I'm saving myself till I'm really needed.
Yes, we need to drum up some more trade.
Wait a moment, Robert. I've some very good news.
Yeah.
While you were away, I checked my messages. There's an email to Dylan Nels from Borchester Life.
They haven't worked out it's a pseudonym, have they?
No, no.
Good.
The editors asked if I, or rather Dylan, would like to write a review of our prize meal at Terra Nova on Thursday.
Gosh, he must be impressed with your writing style.
Yes. And the only catch is he's asked Dylan to phone to confirm the arrangement.
Oh, what a pity.
Why?
You can hardly ring up and pretend to be this chap Dylan, can you?
Well, no. But there's nothing to stop you, Robert.
Oh, you've been a long time, Jenny.
Yes.
Now, before you say anything, I'll wipe up the sink later. But I want clean hands for a sandwich.
Oh, it's all right.
I've got to go back out in a minute. Where's Rory? Is he with Fly?
At Honeysuckle, playing hide-and-seek with Adam and Ian.
You've come home without him?
Why not? He's having a marvellous time.
But I didn't even know you were going there.
Only because I made a complete fool of myself at the fete.
What happened?
Rory was playing up because I'd forgotten Mousy.
Oh.
And I'm afraid I lost my temper with him, and rather badly too. Fortunately, Adam saw us.
If Rory was being difficult, you should have phoned me.
But you were busy, and Adam was on the spot. They're going to give him his tea and then bring him back.
But...
What?
It would have been much better to tell me.
Brian, I have had a dreadful time. I've shown myself up in front of half the village. Adam arriving was a godsend.
It's very well-meaning of him and Ian to take care of Rory.
It's not well-meaning. They're very fond of him.
All the same.
Oh, Brian.
Isn't it unsettling for him, being farmed out to those two?
He's not being farmed out. He's being looked after very well and thoroughly enjoying himself.
Yes, but...
Look, I don't have any problem with it, Brian, so you'd better not either.
Spearmint's being very patient.
Oh, don't worry, Auntie Lillian.
You sure? I mean, much fun having to go at our pace.
Oh, it's fine. I wasn't expecting to see you on Morty.
Well, I'm only doing Shula a favour. No one else to take him out today.
He's a lovely old boy, isn't he?
Mm.
No, we don't mind, do we, Spearmint, eh?
Oh, any news from Kate?
I rang her as soon as I got in from work.
And?
Nothing. She's getting so impatient.
Oh, I don't blame her. It's hard work being pregnant, Alice. Her back aches like blazes.
Yeah, Nolly keeps telling her to hurry up and get on with it. She can't wait for a baby brother or sister.
Isn't today the due date?
I can't remember, today or tomorrow.
Well, my money was on it coming early.
That's what Lucas said. I talked to him for ages. So looking forward to the birth.
Oh, only a man could say that.
I think it's because we, you know, missing out with Nolly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's determined to be with her this time.
Oh, branches, careful.
Oh. Yeah. Come on, boy. I keep expecting a text at work telling me I'm an auntie again.
How was it this morning?
Grey Gables?
Mm.
Absolutely wonderful.
The appeal of making beds and cleaning bathrooms starting to wear off.
Oh, some guests are so filthy, it's revolting. And I hate having to fold over the end of loo rolls.
But do something more imaginative then. Why don't you make little paper swans out of them?
I don't think so.
It's just a thought.
Oh, Linda was so smug all day.
More than usual.
She's very pleased with herself about something. I don't know what.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, Morty.
Yeah, I'll get the gate.
Can you reach?
No, I'll just have to...
Well, some people are like that, aren't they? Naturally smug.
Oh, no.
Brenda Tucker's starting work in Matt's office today.
Yeah, I'll go through. I'll close it.
Come on. Quite a struggle for her, having to make such a small talent go such a long way.
Auntie! Yeah, come through, Spimmy, come on.
And what about you? Hmm? You found out any more about joining the RAF?
Yeah, hold still, boy. Not yet, but I definitely want to, as soon as I get time.
Now that's what you'd call a depressing sight.
Should be higher than that, should it, the mate?
Yeah, if it had some decent weather, it'd be a lot taller by now.
Right.
Plus the fact it wouldn't have looked such a mess. There's no way you can cut decent walkways when you're working in mud.
No, well, you didn't have any choice, I can see that.
Nope. There's no way we could have opened today.
Well, no one turn up anyway. Those leaflets of yours must have got the message out.
Yeah. If you had said a couple of weeks back, I'd be going around the village fete telling people not to come to the maze. I'd have thought you were off your head.
So what happens now?
Well, it depends on the weather. A couple of decent days and we'd be back in business.
Yeah?
Yeah, a bit of sunshine and this crop will take off.
Well, let's hope we get some then.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people saying that at the moment.
Yeah.
When you think about it, this is only a bit of fun.
Yeah, and a money-making business. There's a lot of investment gone and did.
Well, yeah, okay, but it's not the same as seeing river water come into your sitting room, or worse.
Yeah, I know.
Can you imagine what that must be like? All your carpets, your furniture?
The one place you want to feel safe and secure.
I'd say we've been pretty lucky so far.
Yeah, there's a couple of fields down by the Am gone under a sea.
Yeah, must have happened last night.
That's Brookfield land, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, won't hurt them too much. It's only a bit of low-lying pasture. He's putting it into HLS anyway, from what I heard.
HLS?
Yeah, the environmental scheme. They've got it down as wet grassland.
Well, it's certainly wet at the moment.
I reckon David must have seen it coming. I noticed he moved his sheep off at the end of last week.
Yeah, well, we could all do with a break from the rain, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's getting everyone down.
You're not kidding. You should listen to some of the guests over at Grey Gables.
You know, I reckon that's part of the reason Mum lost it with Rory at the fete. That and the fact she was absolutely shattered.
Yeah, he's wearing her out. Look at him now.
It's not his fault. He's just a normal kid. They just don't have the energy for it, Mum and Brian.
Yeah, they're doing their best.
Right, let's go and look at that barley, shall we?
Okay.
Come on, Rory. We're off to look at the big combine.
So he just stood there in the middle of the living room, not saying anything.
Holding the shoes?
5 pairs.
Oh, Alice.
Go on, Morty, go on. They weren't all mine. 2 pairs were Amy's.
And he'd left them just lying around anywhere.
Oh, I always do. I just take them off when I come in. I tidy them up eventually.
Was he annoyed about it?
No, not really.
Oh, good.
It's not the shoes. It's my mobile that really bugs him.
Why?
Well, because sometimes I put it down somewhere and it goes off when I'm not around. Caitlin and Misha are ringing me all the time to see I'm okay. And Alan can't just, you know, ignore it.
Yeah, I see.
He has to hunt round and switch it off. And somehow it got down the sofa on Saturday. He said it took ages to find.
So while you're chambermaiding at Grey Gables, Alan's clearing up after you.
No, it's not like that.
Well, I hope not.
No, he doesn't mind, really. And Amy thinks it's great having someone on her side all the time.
It can't be easy for him, having to put up with the two of you, Alice.
Are you going back to the stables now?
Oh, is this where we split up?
Whoa.
I'm going down past Whiteacre.
Hold up, Morty. Hold up. You know, I wouldn't mind calling on your mum myself. I think she'll start worrying if I'm back later than I said.
Well, what time did you tell her?
Oh, steady on. Steady on, boy. Steady on.
No, he's turning in here.
Now, don't be so silly, Morty. Don't be so silly.
Trust Dad. What's he doing?
Sorry, Lillian. Did I spook him?
It's all right, Morty. All right.
It's not very clever, turning in so fast.
My fault. I didn't see you.
Oh, it's Morty. Lovely animal, but temperamental. Be fine once you can have some turnip, won't you, boy?
You been anywhere interesting?
Well, through Longwood and back round Leaders. It's been a good little ride, hasn't it, Alice?
Spearmint's thirsty, so better take him back. I'll see you later, Aunt Lillian.
Come on, boy. Bye, darling.
Is there a neon sign on top of the cab? Unclean.
You know how difficult she's finding life at the minute, Brian.
Oh, don't I just...
How's Jenny? I heard she had an awkward moment at the fete.
Yeah, it's been blown up out of all proportion. She had a few crosswords with Rory, that's all. It's perfectly normal.
So she all right now?
I'm absolutely fine.
Fit for company?
Well, she's back from your mother's yet. She was going to keep an eye on Jack for an hour.
Oh, you don't mind. I'll come in for a chat.
Look at that. One useless combine.
Yeah, how much did that machine cost? $100,000?
And the rest?
And when the grind gets soggy, it's about as useful as a chocolate teapot.
Yeah, we've already spent thousands on this crop, even if we never get to cut it.
Well, it's not that desperate, is it?
Not yet, but that's why there'll be a lot of worried guys watching the forecast at the moment.
So there's no way this machine's going to be working in a hurry?
It could be. A couple of sunny days.
Like the maize, eh?
Funny old business when you think of it. Back in April, we thought we'd be combining early because of the drought.
What a mad summer.
No wonder Sid's got a phantom smoker. Is it right about the smoke alarm going in the ladies' loo?
No, I haven't actually checked it myself.
According to Jolene, that's what Sid was planning to do.
Well, heaven help the phantom smoker.
He's determined to catch her, whoever it is.
Oh, Rory, not too close to the combine.
That's a good boy.
Oh, you never said about your mum and the nanny?
Yeah, there wasn't much more to it. When I picked Rory up, she said she'd mentioned the idea to Brian.
Uh-huh.
But neither of them sure it's a good idea.
Why not, if it saves them getting stressed out?
Yeah, well, obviously that's the plus side, but they're not convinced it'll help Rory, having another mother figure just yet.
Oh, well, they're still getting used to Jennifer. Maybe not.
They haven't ruled it out, though. They're going to see how they manage this week, then decide.
Oh, look at him. He's getting smothered in mud.
You should have seen him at the fete. Yeah, everyone had a great time, actually, even if it was overcast.
And I gather the Takens were only a wee bit down on last year when we had perfect weather, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, look, Adam, I'm going to have to shoot off.
Yeah, sure. Any chance of doing me a favour on your way to Grey Gables?
Brian!
Yes?
Still no sign of Jenny.
Well, I shouldn't exactly say when she'd be back.
Will you be able to run me home later? Only that wonderful daughter of yours is taking Morty back to the stables for me, and I've had enough exercise for one day without walking home.
I'm sure one of us can run you back.
Oh, there's no hurry, darling. Happy to give Jenny another half hour.
Right.
Oh, that might be her now.
It doesn't sound like Jenny's car.
No, are you expecting somebody?
Yeah, only Adam bringing Rory back.
Oh, well, I'll hang on and freshen up my gin.
Hello, Rory.
Hello.
Come here. Have you had a nice time?
Where have you been?
Adam took him to the maze.
Hi, Iz. He found you. As soon as I undid a seatbelt, he was straight out of the car.
Oh.
Hello, darling.
Hiya, Lillian.
Where's Adam? I was expecting him to bring Rory back.
Well, if you're worried, I transferred the booster seat from his car.
I saw Elephant Town and Zebra.
Oh, did you? Well, that's nice. Are you getting down, Rory? All right.
Well, I was thinking, Brian, I have an afternoon off on Thursday. Adam and I could take him to the park for a kick around.
Ooh, gluttons for punish.
No, that's quite all right, thanks.
No, it's no trouble if it gives you and Jennifer a break.
Yeah, as I say, it's quite all right. We're perfectly capable of occupying Rory ourselves.
No, I wasn't saying you're not.
Anyone else like a drink, Ian?
No, thanks. I'm going back to work.
Do you want a scotch bringing up, Brad?
No, thanks.
Can I have some blackcurrant?
Well, of course you can, darling. Now, do you want to show me where it is?
No, I'm staying with Daddy.
All right, well, I'm sure I'll find it.
Sorry, Brian, have I put my foot in it somehow?
No.
Well, I mean, obviously you're not keen on me and Adam looking after Rory for a couple of hours.
No, it's not that, of course not.
What then?
I don't like him being with different people all the time. It's unsettling.
Can I go in the park with them, Daddy?
Listen, Brian, I'm only asking because Rory seemed to enjoy himself today.
Yeah, but he can't be very convenient for you. I know you don't have much free time as it is.
Well, it's not a problem. We enjoy looking after him.
Please?
Oh, well then, I don't suppose there's any reason you shouldn't. Thanks.
Though I don't envy Jodie's mum.
No?
Oh, it's not just Phoebe's. She's got Anna Louise and Kira all sleeping over.
Ah.
Biggest mischief makers in Phoebe's class. It's going to be chaos.
Rory, this toy ain't right, is it?
Not looks all right.
No, the colour. Blue and green should never be seen or something.
Shouldn't they?
Oh, your mum told me once. Or is it red and green?
Well, it looks okay to me.
You sure?
Yeah, but you want to wear that jacket more often. You look the business.
It's not too smart.
No. Everyone dresses up to go dancing.
Yeah, but I mean, it's only an advanced class. In a proper do.
Now, if you ask me, you got it spot on, Dad.
You're not just saying that.
Well, it might have gone easier on the aftershave, though.
Have I overdone it?
Well, hosed it on a little. Still.
Oh, that's it.
Hey?
I ain't going.
What? Don't be daft.
No, the whole idea was stupid from the start.
Hey, enjoy yourself. Just forget what I said. It wasn't a criticism.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people thinking I lashed on cologne because I'm on the pool or something.
They won't.
You dropped Phoebe's off?
Yeah.
Aw, you look a picture, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to get changed again, actually.
What for?
No, I ain't going, Ailey.
What?
I opened my big mouth.
No, it ain't you. I don't feel right about it.
Well, why not?
I just don't.
He doesn't want people thinking he's looking for someone.
Of course they won't. You're going for a dance, that's all.
I'm all dressed up, reeking a cologne.
Aww, you smell great. Yeah, and it'll soon die down.
Look, if you don't go, Dad, you'll regret it tomorrow.
No, I won't.
Mike, you're feeling slightly nervous because it's the first time.
It's not that. I know we've talked about it, but now I'm actually going, it don't seem very loyal.
Mike, there might be other people there who've lost partners.
Yeah, that's right.
And feel just as loyal as you do to Betty, but that doesn't mean you can't have some fun.
But the class is for dancing. Doesn't have to be about anything else.
So why not go and enjoy yourself?
Oh, blimey, well, you're both having a go at me.
Yes, we are.
I suppose I'd better add go then.
That's more like it.
Well, let's straighten your collar first.
Do I look all right?
Oh, great. Mwah. Now have a lovely evening.
No, not back that way.
She's all right, Mum. I've got her if you get out of the way.
She's always a last.
Go on, in you go. That's it.
Going back to the hen house every evening is a strange new experience for her.
We are putting them in earlier than usual.
I'm not taking any chances tonight.
Where did Bert see the fox?
Walking through Skipperley in broad daylight, bald as brass.
Cheeky thing.
He's not getting any of these girls.
He better not. Four cows is enough. We're not losing anything else.
Here you go. Nicely chilled.
Thanks. What have you got me?
Elderflower presse.
Oh, I like that.
I'm sticking with the white Rioja. Hey, finally got my name down this afternoon for a single wicket.
Oh, that's lovely.
You having a go? Sid says there's not many women going in for it this year.
After all the Village Cup stuff, I'm cricketed out.
It's fair enough. It's nice out here now.
Shift your chair over, Roy.
Hmm?
Feel like you're a million miles away.
Oh, okay.
I wonder how he's fitting in.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Class will be starting about now.
I hope he enjoys himself.
But once he's through the doors, it'll be fine.
I was expecting a U-turn as soon as he drove off.
It's like you said. It's nerves. Same for anyone starting something new. So I was surprised how edgy Brenda was yesterday.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, it's only a summer job.
I'd be nervous if I was stuck in the same room as Matt Crawford all day.
He's not that bad.
You're not a woman. I'd want a cattle prod.
Well, he's not giving Brenda any hassle.
Yet.
Mind you, she hadn't exactly broken into the world of Ive Finance.
No?
No, well, so far she spent all her time wading through the small print of planning laws.
Gripping.
Well, Matt's trying to push through some kind of ban conversion.
When did you see her?
I didn't. Tom told me. We signed up for the single wicket at the same time.
Did he say anything about the fate?
No.
So I bet his takings were right down from Gourmet Grills.
Didn't ask.
Maurice Horton was like a one-man rain cloud, spreading gloom with every comment.
Wasn't the only one who had a bad time either.
Mm. Oh, it's difficult snuggling up in these chairs, isn't it?
Give us your hand, you soft pudding.
Must have been horrible for Jennifer.
You can't help it sometimes. I lost my rag with thieves a few times that age, didn't I?
And me. But at least we could cope.
You think Jennifer can?
I'm sure she wants to. She's no spring chicken. Her or Brian.
It's so exhausting when they're little. Never have time to yourself.
It's a total luxury when you get any. Like tonight. And no one in the house for once. Some nice drinks to finish.
Should have brought the bottle out for you.
Or we could go back in.
Oh, yeah.
Find somewhere a little more cosy.
Yeah, it is getting chilly, isn't it?
So?
Yeah, come on, let's go in. Don't bother folding up the chairs, darling.
Are you sitting up for the fox later?
No. Maybe it was only passing through.
But what if it wasn't?
Well, then we'll deal with it as the need arises.
There she is, Ben.
Hello, you two.
Ben's got a bedtime favour to ask Pip.
What is it?
Will you tell me a story?
He's been going on about the hungry goblin you told him yesterday.
I made that up myself.
I know.
Okay, then.
Well, you have to get into your PJs first, Ben.
You know where they are?
Yeah.
Then off you go with Pip. Thanks.
It's okay. Come on, Ben.
And don't make it too long.
I won't. And remember to tell Mum.
Tell me what?
Tell her what? What's she on about?
David, should we invite Rory over sometime?
What?
To play with Ben. Make sure there's no bad feelings about their little tussle.
Oh, what, the bouncy hammer?
I reckon Jennifer will be glad of any break she can get.
Yeah, go on.
I'll give her a ring later.
Right. Oh, yeah, the brown Swiss.
Well, what about them?
That's what Pip and I were talking about. And, on balance, yes, let's go ahead.
Really?
Well, at least contact the breeding company. Have a serious look at crossbreeding.
I'll get on to it. What's decided you?
Well, you're keen. Pip's keen. You made a good case. Why not?
Oh, thanks, David.
Let's give it a go.
There was something else about the herd.
Yeah?
I keep thinking about the ewe poisoning.
Yeah, me too.
Alistair handled things really well, didn't he?
Well, at least we were able to get hold of him.
I wonder if... You know what we were saying? Maybe we went down the wrong road when we got a specialist dairy vet.
Well, Stephen's been pretty good.
He's fine to work with, but if we're aiming to be more low-tech, keeping things simple...
You think we should go back to Alistair?
We probably wouldn't have changed in the first place, if Sam hadn't suggested it.
Yeah, well, that's gone through my mind as well.
And you said when you spoke to Alistair last week...
He's up to speed on dairy genetics, all right?
Well, then.
You want me to ask him?
Seems the obvious thing to do. That's if he's willing to come back.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh, hello, love.
How'd you get on?
Yeah, not too bad. Isn't that Roy's dressing gown?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Glad I didn't disturb you if you're only off to bed now.
Oh, I've just come down, actually. Huh? We're having an early night and afterwards Roy wanted a cup of tea. So, would you like one? There's enough in the pot.
No, I shouldn't really. Not if I'm up in 5 hours.
You sure?
I'll go on. I probably won't get to sleep for ages. I'll take it up with me.
Oh, you're still buzzing from the dance class?
Yeah, wasn't too bad, actually.
You'd enjoy it.
Made a fool of myself at the start, mind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, got there, saw some big double doors on the corridor. Of course, they wouldn't open, so I was shoving away.
Oh,
and
dear.
This woman comes up and says, well, that's the indoor bowls. Dance halls the other way.
Well, as long as you found it.
No, she thought I might be a dancer. Seen me heading the wrong direction and come to rescue me.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Yeah, took me into the class. Introduced me to a couple of her mates. Alison, they call her.
Mm. What was it like? Your sort of standard?
Well, I want the best there, but I want the worst neither, not by a long way.
Oh, of course you weren't. Do you want to sort out your own milk and sugar?
Oh, yeah, Tara. Now, the couple who run it, Muriel and Vaughan, do one new dance or set of steps each week. The rest of the time spent polishing up what you already know.
Mm.
We was doing the double reverse spin tonight to put into a waltz.
And you found someone to dance with?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had 2 or 3 partners at different times.
Oh.
Alison was the best of them.
Oh, yeah.
Look, have you gone to China for this tea? Oh, all right, Dad.
Oh, very fetching, Roy.
Yeah, look, she pinched my dressing gown. I had to grab something.
It's there. It still needs some milking.
Have a good time, then?
Yeah, better than I expected, actually.
Oh, so you're going back next week?
Yeah, might as well.
But Alison will be disappointed if you don't.
Who?
Yeah, don't go making something out of nothing, Ailey.
You're very teasing.
Well, I'd better get me a down... But if you want some real gossip...
No, of course I do.
Who do you think I saw going in the pub next to the leisure centre?
Well, go on.
Will Grundy. With quite a nice-looking brunette.
No, she was.
No. Only saw him from the van. Slim sort of girl.
Will, you sly dog.
Anyway, I'll see you both tomorrow.
Yeah, night, Dad.
Oh, sleep well.
Are you going back up, or... seeing if there's anything on the telly.
I wonder if Emma knows Will's seeing someone.
Well, if she doesn't already, she will the minute Brenda finds out.
He's gone back off again.
Oh. It's
It's not like Ben having nightmares.
It was a huge monster with green teeth eating his nose.
Well, you would wake up, wouldn't you?
I've calmed him down. And we agreed Pip will only tell him magic stories long before bedtime.
All right. And the phone didn't wake the other two?
I don't think so. Who was it?
It was Robert.
Phone him this late?
Yeah, he apologised, but he thought we'd want to know ASAP.
What?
Well, he was driving to Pennyhasset this evening. And you know the row of houses on the left past the woods?
The old clothmaker's cottages?
That's it. Well, there's a bigger one at the end on its own.
Yeah?
Which used to have a long yew hedge on one side.
Used to?
Yeah. Robert said there's some work going on. He thinks it's an extension, and the hedge has been completely pulled up.
Now that is interesting.
Isn't it? Of course, it might have nothing to do with what happened here. But it's not going to stop me taking a look first thing tomorrow.
Alan's in the kitchen, Isha.
Oh, thanks.
I've had such a horrible day.
Oh, what's happened, Alice?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, go on.
Well, first of all, I had to stop work at 6:30.
Oh, that's bad.
We had back-to-back conferences. They couldn't get the meeting rooms ready last night, so I had to come in early.
Oh, poor you.
There was meant to be another girl helping, Mandy, but she didn't turn up, so I had to do everything by myself.
Well, that must have kept you busy.
Yeah, when I finished that, I had my normal duties, which were, yuck. And then Leslie, she's the housekeeper. I was supposed to finish at 2, but she asked me to stay another hour to clear the meeting rooms again because Karen was late. She was taking her daughter to the dentist, and by the time she turned up, I'd almost done 2 hours.
Well, at least it helps with the gap year fund.
Yeah, but I left so late. I didn't have time to exercise spearmint properly.
Aww.
And then, when I got back here...
What?
Oh, nothing.
Really?
It doesn't matter. It's just been a horrible day.
Well, sorry to hear it. Perhaps the fabulous Italian meal Alan's cooking will cheer you up.
I hope so. I'm famished.
Has he got Amy doing all the real work?
No. She's gone back to the shop. She's not eating with us.
Oh, right. Hi, Alan.
Is that my sous chef natching out there?
Sous chef? See you later.
Okay.
You said you'd have the meal ready for me by the time I arrived. I was expecting to walk in and find something scrumptious waiting on the table.
Ah, well, we're moving to Plan B. I know.
Hi.
A good day.
Incredibly busy.
They're working you too hard.
As always, but I'm taking some time later in the week.
Good.
And tonight I'm forgetting about Jefferson Crabtree altogether.
Quite right.
While I enjoy a lovely meal, which... From a quick look at the cooker...
There is a problem.
Alan, no one can get pasta wrong.
Yeah, well, look at me with new respect from now on, because I can and I have.
You're joking.
Well, the sauce is all right. That's quite nice, actually. The problem is the pasta shells.
Well, put them in boiling water, that's it.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. But, because it's been rather higgledy-piggledy here lately...
Since Alice arrived.
Stocking the cupboard's gone haywire. I hadn't realised we're almost out of pasta.
I'd have brought some with me.
Well, I thought I'd solved it. I used the end of one packet, normal ones, and then threw in the end of another. The ones Amy likes.
The millet and rice.
Yeah, only I didn't realise that they have 2 completely different cooking times.
Idiot.
Yeah, well, look, have a look. I mean, it's half of it's turned to mush. The rest you can still crack your teeth on.
So, what's Plan B?
Well, there is no Plan B. It was simply a bluff, so you wouldn't run away.
You and Alice are both having bad days.
That's not entirely unconnected.
No?
No. She and Amy are starting to drive me crackers.
How?
Well, mostly it's small stuff. I mean, they just reinforce each other's bad habits, like not keeping the place tidy.
Well, I noticed the sink's rather full.
Wait till you see the bathroom. When I finally got in there this morning, I opened the cabinet to get my shaving kit out. I mean, can you see this? Look.
What?
The bruise on my forehead.
Where?
It's a whacking great can of moose fell on my head.
Oh, you'll live.
Well, it's as big as a fire extinguisher. I mean, I can put up with untidiness, of course, but it's just the way they're riling each other that bothers me.
But they get on so well.
Yeah, usually. But lately, there have been one or two moments... And they had a real bust-up this afternoon.
Why?
Well, apparently it started when Amy asked Alice to go shopping with her on Friday.
What?
Well, by the time I walked in, they were at each other's throats.
They were getting angry about shopping.
Ah, well, it's a little more complicated than that.
Excellent timing, David.
Sorry?
Well, Joanne was helping with the vaccinations, but she's had to take a call. Can you grab the lead, Ray?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Lightning probably doesn't even need a collar. He's very placid.
Oh, glad to hear it.
You might want to stand on one side, though, just in case.
Oh, right.
Not that you're going to mind, are you? Not if I give your neck a little scratch. Good boy.
Alistair, have you ever heard of Culliford Construction?
Culliford?
Don Culliford.
Not sure. That's it, Lightning. All done. He's a builder?
Yeah. Not a big outfit, I don't think.
Where's he based?
Borchester, off Rowland Road.
Might have seen the name once or twice. Why?
Well, I got a call from Robert Snell last night.
Let's get your collar off.
There's a house on the Pennyhasset Road that's recently had a yew hedge pulled out.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You can let go of that now.
All right.
Thanks.
So I went round this morning.
And did you find anything?
It's being renovated. There's an extension. And it looks like some outhouses have been demolished.
Ah, that could be the rubble.
Yeah, if it's the right place.
Good boy.
You could see where the hedge had been.
Do you think that's where it came from?
Well, I'm going to find out. But there was no one on site when I got there.
What about the house?
It's vacant.
You can get back to your haynet now.
But there was a board, so I've got a name, address and phone number.
Have you rung them yet?
No, because I don't want to get fobbed off. I'm going round tomorrow in person. Just thought I'd do some research first.
Oh, sorry. You've had a wasted journey. I don't really know anything about him.
Oh, that's okay. Anyway, that wasn't my main reason for coming over.
No?
Ruth and I were wondering, after what happened and not being able to get hold of Stephen when we needed him...
Uh-huh.
Would you be the vet for our herd again?
Oh. Right.
About 3 more minutes.
Why don't we just order a takeaway instead?
Oh, that would be such a waste. The pasta will be fine.
Oh, I didn't mean you to sort out the raw from the cooked.
The soggy shells will be all right in the sauce and the rest will make a bed to serve it on.
With a lot more faith than I have.
It'll probably be edible.
If I'd been thinking straight, I'd have checked the packet.
Are you going to lay the table?
Yeah. You know, by the time the girls had finished yelling at each other, my mind wasn't on the cooking.
Well, it can't have been very nice to come back to.
Don't get me wrong, I'm all for a good, healthy debate, especially on a subject as important as this.
Is Amy a complete pacifist?
Not sure she's complete. Not far off, though. As soon as she heard Alice is thinking of going to the careers office on Friday, she ripped into her. It's getting very personal.
What a shame.
Yeah. Well, they've been having the odd little dig ever since Alice got the leaflet.
I remember you saying.
You know, the kind of thing. Alice says the RAF do a lot of humanitarian work. Amy calls it window dressing. But I thought they'd agreed to disagree till today.
Why did Alice even tell her if they can't see eye to eye?
Well, Amy was pushing her to go into Borchester on Friday. Some new clothes shop. So out it came.
And it was really serious.
I walked in on Amy accusing Alice of being disgusting, wanting to kill people for a living.
Oh, no.
And Alice gave just as good. Called Amy an absolute hypocrite, living in a nice, safe country while other people risk their lives to protect her.
It's a difficult issue.
Yeah, of course. I know. And Muggins here tried to sidle in and make it more of a rational discussion.
No luck.
I barely opened my mouth before Alice asked Amy what she'd do if she was mugged. Red rag to a bull.
Oh?
She said, there's a heck of a difference. Defending yourself against a mugger and using billions of pounds worth of hardware. Iraq, Afghanistan, precision weapons, collateral damage. They threw it all in. Didn't take in a single word the other was saying.
You get so worked up at that age, don't you?
Yeah, that's good, usually. I mean, you should feel strongly about such matters, but... It's like I said to Amy afterwards, now is not the time. Alice needs something else for us. How's the pasta doing?
Nearly ready. Any idea what we're eating? Well, you might as well sit down now, Alice.
Oh, great.
You hungry?
Oh, absolutely starving.
Good. With this meal, that might be a real advantage.
Stephen's due to do a routine herd check next week. We'll tell him then.
And you definitely want me to take over after that?
Well, if you're sure it's okay.
Yes, of course.
Well, Ruth will be pleased. Me too. We'd been worried that, well, you know...
What?
Well, there might still be some hard feelings.
Don't be ridiculous. Oh,
thanks.
I mean, yes, all right, at the time. But, it's just the nature of the job.
Well, it was never personal.
No. Go ahead and tell Stephen. Obviously, I'll need up-to-date records.
Yep, I'll make sure you get them.
And we'll take it from there.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Always glad to take on more business.
You know, the more I think about it, it was a mistake ever changing in the first place.
Ah, it's no big deal. Okay, I wasn't thrilled by the decision.
Thing is, when you've got a herd manager, you know, tend to trust their judgment.
Nah, it's all right. I could see where Sam was coming from, even if I didn't agree with him.
Yeah, well, there were one or two questionable decisions we made while he was around. But we're putting it all right now.
Mm. The sauce is quite nice.
Mm. Can you taste the balsamic vinegar? It's yeast extract as well. My very own recipe.
Only because no one else wants it.
Thank you, Lucia.
I expect you're being spoiled by staff meals at Grey Gables.
Mm-hmm. They're not bad. Not as good as the food in the bistro.
You should be so lucky.
I didn't even have time to finish my lunch today. Lizzie was going frantic about the meeting room.
Well, never mind. Tomorrow will be better.
Mm, yeah. I'm sorry about earlier, Alan, when you got back.
Oh, forget it.
No, I was totally stressed.
Well, I could tell. And it wasn't just you. Apology accepted.
It's not surprising you and Amy argued. Most people have strong feelings about the military.
He's told you about it?
Oh, I mentioned it while we were cooking.
Oh.
It was on my mind, you know, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, don't worry. It used to be the same with me and my school friends.
And remember, you and Amy have been there before, with hunting.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you found out then you can disagree on something and still get on with each other.
Hmm.
My friends never understood why I stuck up for the army.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was different to my school friends. I'd lived under a dictatorship till we had our property stolen and were thrown out of the country.
You know about Edie, I mean?
Yeah.
After that, my brother and I used to dream of the United Nations, someone like that, going into Uganda and overthrowing him. It would have saved a lot of lives.
That's why you need the armed services. You've got to have someone who can take action.
I agree.
Not just talk, but wear the latest wristband. What good does that do?
Well, there are many different ways of combating injustice.
And one of them is being prepared to fight. But if you want to join up, people say you haven't thought about it seriously.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. You want to hand over responsibility. You're a puppet.
A puppet? That's ridiculous.
That's what Amy called me.
You both said things you shouldn't have.
It's what Mum and Dad think.
Have they said so?
And they don't have to. They obviously don't think I'm mature enough to make decisions about my own life. I'm not trusted to understand anything.
Oh, no one's saying that, Alice.
Oh, Amy was. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I have thought about it very hard, and I'm going to the careers office on Friday, whatever she or anyone else thinks.
Well, I've locked the back door, Andy.
Almost ready.
You want a hand with your jacket?
Oh, please, Robert. Thank you.
House seems very quiet without guests.
At least we know there won't be any little breakages when we come back from Terra Nova.
As long as the guest rooms aren't empty too long.
Well, we've a couple of definites for next month. People often book B&B at the last minute.
Let's hope so.
Now, I think that's everything.
You do know the time?
Yes.
We'll get to the restaurant far too early if we set off now.
Well, I want to explore the area first to absorb the ambiance. Oh. Dylan Nils isn't simply going to report on the food for Borsuch Alive.
No?
No. He, or rather I, am going to give a detailed account of the whole dining out experience.
The chap I spoke to at the magazine only wants to know if the grub's any good. In 800 words.
Oh, I think we can do a little better than that. Yeah. So thanks again for phoning us, Dylan.
Surprisingly straightforward. I said I was happy to review the meal as part of the prize. He told me to enjoy.
Good.
Or rather, enjoy your meal, Mr. Nils.
He's no idea I am the real Dylan.
Yeah, none at all.
Excellent.
In that case, we might as well get going.
Final check, Robert. Reading glasses, digital notepad, notebook as backup, pen, pencil in case of total systems failure, rubber.
Culliford.
Don Culliford.
It's only a small company.
Yeah. Rings a vague bell. But there are so many builders around these days.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. Still, I thought it was worth asking.
The tower this side's looking a bit sick.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, do thank Ruth for inviting Rory over.
Oh, he's welcome any time.
I'm sure we'll take up the offer soon.
How's he getting on?
Well, wonder of wonders, he slept quite well the last couple of nights.
Oh, that's good.
And he's tiring himself out more, non-stop running round.
They don't have an off switch, do they?
Adam's taken him to the playground a couple of times this week. And Ian.
Ben's exactly the same. Got to keep him busy. Always a real pain.
Evening, Dave. Hello, Brian.
Kenton.
I come bearing gifts, chaps. A few tinnies. You're welcome to join us, Brian.
Well, thanks, but I need to get off in a minute.
Did you say you were coming round?
No, a spontaneous executive decision. A small reward for an extremely hard-working day.
Hmm. We've got to celebrate a novelty like that.
I withdraw my offer of beer. Now, at great personal effort, I found a replacement for Brenda in the caff. Ottie.
Ottie?
Yeah, short for Attilia. Mm. Polish. Delightful. Starts tomorrow. So, yeah, I think I deserve a drink.
Hang on, aren't you meant to be helping Kathy tonight? Sorting out the leftovers from the White Elephant store?
Yeah, maybe later.
Now, let me see. 8:30. Ah, Dylan Nels.
Yes. That's him.
Thanks. I'm Dylan.
If you would like to follow me, please.
Quite pleasant, isn't it, Lindy?
Possibly, but I've never been persuaded by scalloped napkins.
Hang on, you're losing me, Dave. Was this the guy himself or someone who works for him?
This was Dom Culliford.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, so you've gone to his yard in Borchester.
It's off Rowland Road, real dump.
Don't think I know it.
It's on a cul-de-sac. Place is a complete tip. Breeze blocks, sand heaps everywhere, gutter hanging off.
Doesn't inspire confidence in a builder.
Anyway, I saw someone getting into a truck, so I asked, and he said, yeah, I'm Don Culliford, really snidey, you know, like, what's it to you?
Okay.
So I told him, I'd been to the house, out towards Pennyhasset, seen the yew hedge pulled up, and wondered how he got rid of it.
And you were saying all this politely, yeah?
Perfectly civil, but he wasn't having any of it. None of my business.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I told him, actually, it is. We've lost four of our herd because someone's tipped you on our land, along with a load of rubble, so if he doesn't mind, I'd like an answer. Nobody did.
No idea.
Right, suppose it was you. Mm-hmm. Complete stranger tells you he's lost 4 grand's worth of livestock. What's your reaction?
Not my fault, but sorry to hear about it, mate.
Exactly. He laughed.
What?
Yeah, nasty little chuckle. Could have thumped him. Wish I had.
What was he laughing for?
He said, how unfortunate. You know, really sarcastic.
The git.
I said, actually, it is going to be unfortunate for someone because the compost and the gravel bags that were dumped are exactly the same as the ones you're using at the house. Mm,
good for you.
Bastard just laughed again.
What?
Yeah, me and 50 other builders round here, he can't prove anything. Then he started up the truck and drove off.
Well, it's got to be him, hasn't it?
Well, short of waving a flag saying, yeah, I did it, he couldn't have made it any clearer.
So what can you do about it?
Nothing. That's why he was so cocky.
Oh, no, I don't know. I mean, come on, Dave.
I was such an idiot taking the rubble to the tip and burning the yew. There's nothing I can do now. I've no evidence.
No, Dave.
No, he knows it. It was written all over his smug little face.
Don't get mad. Get even.
I've told you, I can't.
There is always a way.
Well, I can't see one.
Well, perhaps I can.
Yeah, sure.
No, I mean it. I'm busy tomorrow. But how are you fixed on Saturday night?
Why?
Late Saturday night? Keep it free. We'll sort out Don Culliford.
Robert, listen to this. I've said the onion and thyme risotto was a spirited starter, calling the taste buds to attention, ready for further service. Even if the salsify was a touch too caramelised. Is that fair, do you think?
Could say that.
It's the main courses my readers will be most interested in. What's the saddle of venison like?
I'll not tell you when I'm finished.
No, I want your immediate, unclouded impressions.
It's nice.
Nice will hardly satisfy the inquiring minds buying Gorsuch alive, will it?
What do you want me to say?
Well, perhaps you could comment on the texture, the succulence of the venison, feel in the mouth. Does the game jus complement or work against the general thrust of the meal? Is the celeriac puria a welcome accompaniment or simply a distraction? Does it appeal to all the senses? What of the aroma, the presentation? Just try to sum up the totality of what's on your plate, Robert.
Very nice.
Shall I put the light out?
2 seconds, Jenny. I'm on the last page.
Rory was very sweet.
Hmm?
He said night-night and gave me a big kiss.
That's good.
And he was asleep before I left the room.
I don't want to tempt fate, but...
Oh, no.
He has seemed calmer yesterday and today.
He's not so tired. Have you finished?
Yeah, I'll look at the rest of the application rates tomorrow.
Night, then.
Night. Oh, perhaps we've hit lucky for once. Coming to bed early. If Rory's flat out, we might actually catch up on some sleep.
Turning quite cool now.
Well, I shan't have any trouble producing 800 words from that, shall I?
I don't expect so, Lindy. Let's find the car.
Oh, one last look. Yes, I think it was the frontage that put me off originally. Rather austere.
Yeah.
But now, you know, I'm inclined to see it more as a welcome lack of ostentation, keeping the focus where it should be, on the food. First class, wasn't it?
I don't know. I'm not a food critic.
But surely you enjoyed it.
Hardly.
Oh?
But I didn't have much chance.
Oh, that's very unfair. I felt the waiter was responsive without being obtrusive.
It's not him.
No?
The whole meal was like sitting an A-level, multiple choice questions with every mouthful.
Well, I had to have feedback.
What percentage of my dessert was kumquat and how much was orange?
Magazine reviewers always comment on their partner's choices.
And it was very off-putting having the other diners stare at us.
Were they?
Trying to work out what you were up to.
Oh, well, I couldn't have been more discreet.
Except when you dug into my sponge pudding and splashed mandarin foam on my jacket.
Now, I was merely intrigued by the marriage of citrus fruits,
Robert. It's no wonder I had a coughing fit.
The waiter hurried over very professionally.
I thought he was going to perform the Heimlich manoeuvre.
Oh, he couldn't have been more gracious, which I will certainly note in my review, when Dylan Nels heartily recommends Terra Nova to all his readers.
Sipo. What do you make of it?
Oh, it's a lovely name for a boy.
Yeah, I couldn't make out... I mean, did Kate say they've definitely settled on
it? Oh, they both like it. And if you remember, Lucas had an uncle called Sipo.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So it's a family name. And the main thing is they're both fit and well.
Yeah. Kate sounded exhausted.
Oh, yeah, but so happy. And Nolly... Oh, she says her little brother's beautiful.
I knew you'd love to be there.
Oh, and Lucas has promised to email some photos tomorrow. Did he hold the phone next to Sipo while you were on?
No.
Well, I heard him breathing. It was wonderful.
Jenny, you're absolutely glowing.
Well, it's such marvellous news, knowing Kate's all right and little Sipo.
You do realise you're hugging the pillow.
Oh, well, I don't care.
Family means so much to you, doesn't it?
Well, of course it does. I mean, other things matter too, but at times like this, family's everything. Do you think I should ring Alice?
Well, actually, Lucas said he'll do it.
Well, perhaps the good news will make it easier for her and remind her how important families are.
Yes. Perhaps we should get a nanny for Rory, Jenny, after all.
No. No, I don't think we should, Brian. Not for the moment.
No?
Well, I can't pretend it's easy looking after him.
I know.
And of course we'll have more bad days, but I do feel I'm making some headway.
He's growing very fond of you.
And I don't want to muddle him up by bringing in another new face.
Are you sure we can manage on our own?
Well, we're not completely on our own, are we? There are one or two other people. It's Adam and Ian and Elizabeth's happy for Rory to play with Freddie and Lily.
And there's Brookfield.
Yes. So you see, there's something of a network growing. Let's just leave things as they are till he starts school.
All right.
Oh, Lord, I must get to the post office early.
What for?
I promised Kate some baby tops and I've been putting them aside. I didn't like to send them till I knew everything was all right.
Oh, yes.
A couple of them aren't really suitable for a boy. I'll have to buy some more. And some baby grows. You can never have too many of those. And we'll have to put something in for Nolly so she doesn't feel left out. I don't know if Kate and Lucas have got enough of their... Brian, you laughing at me again?
No. I'm not laughing. Not for the whole world. Oh, my Jenny.
Alan, did Alice get off all right?
Oh, hello, Lillian. Yes, she did, yes.
I didn't know her car had gone wonky till just now.
Yeah, she's catching a train to Felpersham instead. I'm not long back from dropping her at the station.
If I'd known, I'd have taken her to the careers office myself.
Oh, don't worry, Lillian. She'll be there in plenty of time.
Yeah, when I called at the vicarage, she had a cushy gone. Can't you get Bert to do that?
Bert's quite busy down at Lower Loxley, and I don't mind getting my hands dirty now and then. Do you mind if I continue?
No, darling. No, you go ahead.
There have been a few grumbles about getting into the churchyard. It's only a touch of rust.
Well, if you can fix that, I'm next in the queue. Oh, do you know if she's heard about Kate?
Oh, yeah. She got a call about midnight. I heard her scream of delight.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she filled me in on the details over breakfast.
Oh, well, Jenny phoned me at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, well, it seems to have been a fairly easy birth.
Oh, it's easy for you to say.
No, I mean, there weren't any complications.
Well, I'm so pleased for them. You know the baby's name? Sipo.
Yes. Alice said it's after one of Lucas's uncles.
Oh, right.
Can't wait to see the new nephew.
Well, it's not that long before she's off to South Africa.
I think I'm going to need your help in a minute, Lily.
How was she this morning, Alan? Nervous?
Oh, about seeing the RAF?
Yeah.
No, not really. It's not an interview, is it? I mean, it's just a chance to find out some more.
Yeah, well, even so, they'll be sizing her up.
Well, she looked very presentable.
Oh, it's a pity her car's on the blink. That can't have helped her stay calm.
Well, I don't reckon there's much wrong with it.
No?
Can you try opening and closing the gate for me?
Let's put this down first.
Yeah, the car was going fine. It was going all right, but the engine management light came on last night.
Oh, they are the most irritating things. No, that's fine.
Oh, she didn't want to risk taking it in case it was something serious. She's booked it into the garage for Monday.
Well, it was very good of you to take her to the station.
No, it
was. So you're even more deserving of my other reason for calling at the vicarage.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's only cooking brandy.
What? This isn't going into the pot, Lillian. 5 stars?
Well, I thought you might need the odd little snort now and then. It's bad enough having one teenager in the house, but with Alice landing herself on you.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, well, all the same, what you're doing for her hasn't gone unnoticed, and it's appreciated.
Well, thanks very much.
Now, if you can manage without it,
Hang on. Are you in a hurry?
No, not particularly.
Because if you can stay for a couple of minutes, I'd like to repay your kindness.
Would you like to come in here? It'll be easier to talk one-to-one.
Oh, sure.
Have a seat.
Thanks.
I'm Flight Lieutenant Porter.
Alice Aldridge.
So, Alice, what sparked your interest in us?
Well, there was a display in Felpersham a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, the mobile unit?
Well, I guess the RAF's been in the back of my mind for a while now.
Okay.
But actually getting some leaflets and having a chat there, it made me start thinking seriously.
And what position would you be interested in joining us?
Engineer officer. I want to study engineering at university anyway.
Right.
And I'm particularly interested in finding out about being sponsored.
Do you know anything about the schemes we offer?
Well, I know there's a bursary, and I was also looking at the DTUS.
DTUS, the Defence Technical Undergraduate Scheme.
Yeah.
So you've done some homework?
Oh, I read through all the leaflets and looked at the website.
Good. Well, and you'll find out some more today. But first, let's establish what you have to offer the Royal Air Force.
Sure.
Let's start with school. Where are you studying? What are you doing there?
You're spoiling me, Usha.
Not at all. Alan wanted you to have lunch with us as a thank you.
Oh, yes, but if he's had to dash off to the Laurels...
Well, that can't be helped. They always call him when someone's seriously ill.
I don't know. I
mean, and you're doing him a big favour, picking Alice up later.
Oh, but that's no trouble.
He'd want you to stay. And the food still needs eating.
Well, it does look nice. Mm. Can I ask what those are?
Vegetable pakoras, cabbage koftas... Mini pork pies. Alan's favourite.
Well, if you're sure, never refuse a free nosebag's my motto. Thank you. Well, have you cooked it all yourself?
No, it's from the deli.
Ah, sensible girl. Shall I just...
Oh, please, help yourself. But don't think we normally have lunches like this.
Oh, man, I was going to say, vicars and lawyers certainly know how to live.
We planned it a couple of weeks ago when I booked an afternoon off. The original idea was for a picnic.
Ah.
Seems ridiculous now. Even when you do get a couple of hours sunshine, everywhere's so muddy.
I know. I was talking to Adam yesterday. I don't know what's happening with harvest at Home Farm.
Oh, it's the same everywhere.
He said it's pure damage limitation now. They've been able to get into one or two of the drier fields, but a lot of the crop's in real trouble.
At Brookfield, it's the grazing fields they're worried about.
Oh, everywhere backing onto the Am seems to have suffered.
Well, at least the water level's going down now. But Ruth says a lot of their land's absolutely sodden. Oh. Round Robin and Skipperley have still got great pools of water on them.
Oh, isn't it awful?
And even the fields they can use for livestock get muddied up so quickly. They have to keep switching around.
It's an absolute nightmare.
Pip... so busy helping, she told me she hasn't even had time to finish her Harry Potter.
Oh, poor girl. These pakoras are lovely.
Oh, try dipping one in the sauce. It's not hot.
Apparently, Tom's pig field is a sight to behold.
I can imagine. Yeah, when you look at other places...
We've got off pretty lightly. It's much worse further east of the county.
Did you see the photos of Westerbridge and the Echo yesterday?
Dreadful. Oh. They've just got running water back on in some homes.
Well, I suppose all we can do is cross our fingers and hope we've seen the worst of it.
Yeah.
Now, before I give you any paperwork, I should say, when you fill in the application form, you're not signing your life away, Alice. You're not putting yourself under any obligation to join.
No, I understand that.
And equally, we're not under any obligation to take you on.
Sure.
Before you come to the presentation in August, if you decide you want to...
Oh, definitely.
We want you to go away and do some serious thinking. But as I'm sure you'll appreciate, some very good people apply for a bursary, or the DTIS.
I know it's not easy getting accepted.
Well, it's extremely competitive. As I explained before, there's a rigorous selection procedure.
Yeah, of course.
You're going to need good A-level results for a start.
I've tried to put the work in.
And if you are accepted, you're clear about the time commitment you're making?
That's the 45-day commitment to the university support unit each year.
Exactly. Which includes unit visits, plus sporting and adventurous training, but you do get paid extra for that.
And then you join up?
Well, for at least 6 years after completing your degree.
Okay.
Still interested?
Very much so.
Good. Well, let's make a start. There's the first part of the application.
Right.
That's to do now. You can bring the second part back when you come to the presentation.
Right, and this is...
For you to put down some medical details.
Okay.
Except I don't know if we'll need this one.
Oh.
Well, obviously, you need the drawing of a woman.
I hope she doesn't always leave so much of her stuff lying round.
Well, Alan lets her know when he's unhappy about it.
Well, so he should. He's been very kind to Alice. And two teenage girls in the house cannot be easy for him.
No.
That was absolutely delicious, Usha.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. So, what were you doing at 18?
Well, I was horse mad, for one thing.
What a surprise.
I mean, I was actually going out with a chap, Roger, but horses came first, second and third. I helped Valerie Woolley run the stable at Grey Gables.
Oh.
While dreaming of having my own riding school one day.
You did have a good idea of what you wanted to do with your life.
Oh, yes. Now, how about you? Were you still in...
No, I was only 10 when we left Uganda. By 18, I was desperate to leave Wolverhampton.
Didn't you like it?
It's my parents...
I wanted to get away from.
Oh?
Well, I understand now why they were so protective, but at the time...
Is it a bit stifling?
Very. That's why I was so keen to study law in London.
How enterprising.
I was completely terrified.
Yeah, well, it must have been quite a change.
And I remember being so worried. Would I fit in, make any friends?
Mm. You know, I think it's a wonderful age. You're so full of life. Your dreams haven't crashed into reality yet.
No.
No bad marriages to get over. You haven't got any money, so you don't need to worry about it.
You're probably fitter and healthier than you'll ever be again.
I didn't know what a hangover was in those days. Oh, anything's possible when you're 18. It's all in front of you. You're immortal. I wonder how Alice is getting on.
Hmm.
Oh, Lord, what time is it?
Just gone 4:15.
Oh, then, if you'll excuse me, I'd better get cracking. Mustn't leave the poor girl stranded. No, they've made this one way.
Only while they're fixing the drains.
I should have turned right.
Well, you can get back on the Ambridge Road when you pull up.
If ever I get to the junction.
Sorry, Auntie Lillian.
I'm not complaining. It's not your fault, darling.
So sweet of you to pick me up.
It isn't sweet. I wanted the news hot off the press. Now, how did it go?
Yeah, great.
What happened?
Well, I got there. Said I wanted to find out some more.
Mm-hmm.
Flight Lieutenant Porter took me into an interview room.
Ooh, Flight Lieutenant. Worth staying in touch with?
Mm, very fit.
Mm-hmm.
We had a really long talk. Then I filled in some forms. I nearly showed him my belly button ring.
He must be good looking.
You have to mark any piercings or tattoos you've got on a drawing of a body.
Oh, nice.
In case they're, you know, inappropriate. But he doesn't think mine will be a problem.
Of course it won't.
He told me all about bursaries and the Detis, which is what I'd really like to get on.
That's the scheme you told me about last week?
Yeah. They pay you up to $4,000 a year while you're at uni. Not as a loan, to keep.
Well, that's not to be sniffed at. Oh, here we go.
And what's so brilliant, there aren't many unis eligible for Detis, but Southampton is one of them.
Oh, you're all right then.
Well, as long as I get the right grades... Deferring for a year's not a problem.
So, are you as good as on it?
No way. There are limited places and loads of people trying to get on.
Well, you're as good as any of them. Better. Oh, I thought we were going to get out then.
Well, the next step is going to an AFCO presentation next month.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a real in-depth look at life in the Royal Air Force. Lieutenant Porter said you were supposed to say that, not Raph.
Well, I could have told you that.
And then keep my fingers crossed for my A-level results.
So, you like what you heard?
Oh, it's brilliant. If I'm accepted, I can do the degree I wanted anyway, without drowning in debt.
Well, that's a big advantage.
There's a job waiting at the end. I'll be well paid, part of a team, and I won't have to go back home because I'm broke.
And I can see the appeal.
All my friends need their families to get them through uni. I don't. If this works out, I'm going to be completely independent.